No barriers, only leverage. Building, selling, and creating in the age of AI with Andrea Brianna. At our recent Female Founders Lunch on March 13th, 2026, Andrea Brianna delivered a perspective that felt both empowering and slightly unsettling. The core idea was simple. There are no longer many technical barriers. The only real constraint now is how creatively and effectively you use AI. Andrea, founder and CEO of Rebel Mouse, has built her career at the intersection of commerce, technology, and brand building. Before Rebel Mouse, she held leadership roles across high-growth consumer and retail businesses, giving her a front-row seat to how products are built, scaled, and sold. The context made her message land harder. The death of technical gatekeeping. Not long ago, building something like Salesforce required massive teams, years of development, and deep technical infrastructure. Today, that barrier has completely collapsed. What used to take 6 years can now take literally 3 hours. The shift doesn't just accelerate startups. It fundamentally changes what matters. If anyone can build, then building is no longer just the moat. Product is no longer the differentiator in the way it once was, but execution, traction, distribution, and taste is. The implication was uncomfortable, but clear. A great product is now table stakes. What separates companies is everything around it. Big visions, no excuses. One of the most freeing ideas from the conversation was this. You can now have huge visions without any real constraints. The tools exist, the costs are near zero, and the speed is unprecedented. If something doesn't exist, it is no longer simply because it is impossible to build. It's because no one has pushed themselves creatively or strategically enough to do it. This puts pressure in a different place, not on your technical ability, but on your imagination. Creativity is really the new bottleneck. As AI begins to encroach on traditionally creative roles, the instinct is to panic. Designers, writers, and artists are all seeing parts of their workflow become automated. Andrea's take was more nuanced. Creativity is not disappearing, but the bar is rising. A good graphic designer may be replaceable, but a great creative thinker is not. The path forward is not to compete with AI on execution, but to stretch yourself into areas where originality, instinct, and taste matters more. Creativity becomes less about producing assets and more about generating ideas that cannot be easily replicated. One example she shared captured this so perfectly. She talked about the Dog Island experiment. Andrea described a campaign where they listed houses on Craigslist with one condition. If you got the house, your dog had to go live on quote-unquote Dog Island. It was absurd, it was confusing, and it was impossible to ignore. The campaign exploded. At one point, Craig from Craigslist personally reached out to her, asking if it was real. That level of attention was not driven by better technology. It was driven by creativity and boldness. Today's tools make execution easy, but standing out is still very hard. And selling is still human. If building a product is easier than ever, then selling becomes even more important. Andrea emphasized that great sales is not about scripts, but more about perception. The best sellers are highly attuned to what excites the other person. They listen closely, identify moments of energy, and lean into those moments. Sometimes that means feeding someone's ego. Sometimes it means reframing the conversation entirely. One insight stood out the most. Don't sell past the close. Many people keep talking after they have already gotten a yes. They feel the need to justify, reinforce, and overexplain. But in reality, this just weakens the outcome. If you get the yes, stop and lock it in. Great salespeople also rely on something simpler than most people expect. Rapport, small talk, energy. People enjoy doing business with people they enjoy being around. The investor reality. Another candid point. Investors know investing is a gamble. Framing matters. You are not just pitching a company. You are defining a horse race. You are positioning yourself as the team that should and will win. The goal is to get investors talking. When they articulate the opportunity themselves, they become more bought in. It is less about convincing and more about guiding. Confidence, authenticity, and vision. Andrea also touched on something that sits within all of us, the mindset. Athletes visualize winning. They wake up and mentally rehearse success every single day. That same approach applies here. You have to believe in what you are building before anyone else does. But at the same time, you can't force it. One of the most counterintuitive, yet also intuitive ideas she shared was that the best way to make money is not to try to make money. Instead, focus on what you can't stop doing. The problems that you pull in, the ideas that keep resurfacing, that energy compounds in ways that are hard to predict. So what does this mean going forward? We are entering a new world where building is easy, but distributing is hard. Creativity is scarce, and sales is leverage. The people who win will not be the ones who can code the fastest. They will be the ones who can think the most originally, connect the most deeply, and execute the most relentlessly. The barriers are gone. Now, it's just a question of who uses that freedom best.